This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The main employment and unemployment reports for this month are due on Friday. Forecasters expect strong-ish job growth, with unemployment remaining under 5%. But among the things we'll be watching, the millions of workers who have dropped out of the labor force altogether, and among those, about 1.5 million prime-age men not working anymore and not looking. From the Marketplace desk at OPB, Mitchell Hartman has more.
A lot of these men, from their mid-20s to mid-50s, used to be their family's main wage earners. Caretaking now keeps some of them busy. According to the Labor Department, in the last decade, there's been a 30% increase in the number of middle-aged men who say they're not working because of family responsibilities.
I'm Anna. Elsa.
Yeah.
These two little girls, age 2 and 5, are the day job of stay-at-home dad Jonah Sutton Morse. They were showing me their movie princess costumes via Skype. Sutton Morse is 33, a former business consultant living in suburban Chicago.
I would love to do it forever and ever and ever.
Sutton Morse's wife is a law firm lawyer, so they can afford this one-income life for a while, anyway.
It's both hard to find a job that would pay for childcare and for what I am doing for our family right now. And also, the longer I don't do that, the harder it becomes to go back to what I was doing or find something new to do.
According to the Labor Department, disability accounts for the biggest block of prime-age men not working now, many of them getting government benefits. Economist Peter Morici at the University of Maryland argues some of these men, along with others who have simply become discouraged, could find work.
Indolence has become a problem with American men.
Morici knows this opinion raises hackles outside conservative economic circles.
When I talk about this on the radio, I'll get emails from someone who'll say, well, you know, I was a vice president of a PR company. Do you really expect me to take a job at a Starbucks? My answer to that is yes.
Economist William Rogers at the Rutgers University Workforce Development Center insists it's not that simple. He volunteers for United Way.
I'm sure you can find me one person who, yeah, he's being lazy and fits that. But for the most part, people want to work. People want to contribute.
Rogers says what's holding many of them back is low wages in the jobs that are available and deteriorating skills as they stay out of the workforce longer and longer. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.